Unit 3. I'd like to know your prices. Task 1. Calling the bank manager.
Parker speaking. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Murray here. You know we were talking about those shares I wanted to get?
Oh, yes. Electra Works it was, I think. It's not a bad time to buy, you know. Prices on the stock market are slack at the moment. But would you excuse me? I'm just talking to a client. Can I ring you back in half an hour? That'll give me time to contact our stocks department for you.
Yes, that'll be fine. And at the same time, you might let me have a quote on a few industrials, too, please. I've been told they're quite favourable now, too.
Asking about flight prices.
Globe Travel here. Can I help you?
Yes, please. This is Fusako Matsumoto speaking. I'm planning to fly to Penang next month. What's the price of a flight at the moment?
Well, that depends. Do you want to fly first or economy class? When will you be going and how long would you like to stay?
Well, I'm planning a short holiday, maybe 10 days or so. But I don't want a package tour, just the flight. Economy class, I suppose.
And when is it you'd like to leave?
On Friday, the 9th of June.
Then I can get you an excursion ticket. That's on Malaysian Airlines, and it'll cost 1,950 Hong Kong dollars return.
And what would it be if I flew Cathay Pacific?
Now, let's see. That's 10 days' time. It's only slightly more, $2,160, in fact.
Well, I'll have to think about...
There is one thing with a Cathay Pacific flight. The time might be more convenient for you, because it leaves rather later in the morning at 11:40. That's CP432.
And the other one? When's that?
That's much earlier, at 9:40. That means you're in Penang at about 12 noon, whereas the Cathay Pacific flight lands at about 2:30.
I'll have to think about that. What about the return flight? Could you tell me...
Task 5. Asking about tickets.
Concert bookings. Good morning.
This is Jack Snow. Can you tell me if there are any tickets left for the Boston Symphony Orchestra on Sunday?
Sorry, the concert is completely sold out. You might try the box office just before the performance. We often have last-minute cancellations.
How much are the tickets?
It's a unit price of $10 a ticket.
All right, then. Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye now.
Trying to get the best price on a new car.
Hello, Ed Riley speaking. I'd like some information on the new Cutlass Supreme.
Hang on, please. I'll connect you with one of our salesmen.
Sam Rizzo here. What can I do for you?
Hello. This is Ed Riley. I'm looking for some information on the new Cutlass Supreme.
Fine. What would you like to know?
First, has the new model already arrived?
Yes, we've got one on display in our showroom now.
Are you running any special discounts on early purchases?
We might be able to do something for you, Ed.
What kind of trade-ins are you offering on 2-year-old models?
That's a difficult question to answer, Ed. Why don't you come down here? We can have a look at the new model and see how much we can give you on your old car.
Okay. I'll drop in tonight after work.
Terrific. See you then, Ed.
Bye.
Task 6. Wheeled PLC makes a price inquiry.
Du Gardin Compagnie, allô?
Wheeled of Watford here. Good afternoon. Could you put me through to Mr. Gilbert in sales, please?
Ne quittez pas.
Gilbert speaking.
Pat Thompson here. How are you, Mr. Gilbert?
Oh, fine, fine. Quite busy, actually.
Well, I shouldn't complain about that. Look, I need the price of your model XT12 and PT20 tents.
Okay, I've got them right here. Would it be for about 100?
That's right. That price will do.
Here we are, then. The XT12 is 610 francs now, but that's not a lot more than you paid last year. And the PT20 is 774 francs. That's ex-works, of course.
Right, I've got that. 610 francs for the XT12 and 774 for the PT20. Are they just the same as the ones we had last year?
The models are the same, but we've got a couple of new colours for the smaller tent. Shall I send you some sample cuttings?
Yes, if you would. Listen, Mr. Gilbert, I'm not quite ready to place an order yet, but you'll be hearing from us soon. I really just wanted to check on the prices.
That's okay, but don't wait too long, will you? This month and next is our busy season, and the demand's likely to be quite heavy. Our tents are such good value, as you know.
All right, I'll let you know as soon as I can. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye, Mr. Thompson. Thanks for calling.
An inquiry about footballs.
Weald of Watford, can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Jim Hampton, buyer for Blackton's. I'm phoning for some prices for footballs.
Right. I'll put you on to our sales office. Just a moment, please. I have a Mr. Jim Hampton from Blackton's on the line. Can you take it, Mr. Dawson?
Yes, put him through, would you? Dawson, sales department.
Hello, Mr. Dawson. We may be needing another 50 footballs from you. It's the leather hand-sewn ones we'd like. Can you give me a good price for them?
Quality A super. Yes, they're the best. For 50, that'd be £9.20 each.
Oh, come now, I know that's what the price list says, but surely you can court me better terms than that. What about a good discount? It's not our first order, you know.
Yes, of course. You had 100 earlier this year, didn't you? Well, I can give you the quantity discount that we allow for 200 or over. That's 7%. How does that sound?
Couldn't you make it 10%? We must be one of your best customers.
Tell you what, 7%'s the most I can do in the way of a quantity discount, but there's another 2% for payment within 10 days. How's that?
All right. I think I can order on those terms. I'll put it in the mail to you. I'd rather give it you in writing.
Right. And we'll send off the footballs immediately from stock.
That's fine. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, Mr. Hampton.
Task 11. Listen to the callers and answer their questions using the information in the book. 1.
How do you spell your name?
B-U-R-C-K-H-A-R-D-T.
2.
When's he arriving?
The estimated time of arrival is 10:25 a.m.
3.
Spell your name, would you?
F-A-R-Q-U-H-A-R-S-O-N.
4.
Spell that for me, can you?
P-Y-S-A N-C-Z-Y-N.
5.
When did you say the meeting was?
At midday on the 27th of November, 1986.
6.
How do you spell that, then?
GOMERSALL.
7.
When's the plane due?
At 15:30 GMT.
8.
Spell that, would you?
JOWSEY.
9.
When do you need the report?
As soon as possible.
10.
How do you spell that?
VELASQUEZ.
Task 12. Read the letter in your book. You are ringing the travel agent to get some information about flights. Respond in the pauses to the person who answers your call.
Travel World here. Can I help you? When will you be going? And how long do you want to stay? Well, I can get you a week's excursion ticket on Iberia for £159 return.